Sunyata Audiobooks presents Still Point, Reflections from a Year on the Cliff, written and narrated by Barrett Martin. The music you will hear throughout this audiobook was written, performed, and produced by Barrett Martin and can be found on the album Still Point by the Barrett Martin Group. Still Point is the moment between thoughts when all mental chatter ceases and the awareness of absolute eternal mind emerges from within. It can last seconds, and if you're very still, several minutes. This clear mind state can be obtained through deep meditation, but I've also found that gazing at the sea can foster this same mental clarity. The stories and music contained in this book are the result of a magical year of reflection and the realizations that emerged from within. A Year on the Cliff. This is a collection of short stories written over the course of a single calendar year when my wife and I rented a house on a steep sea cliff inside an animal sanctuary a few hundred feet above the majestic Strait of Juan de Fuca. It's a famous body of water that separates Washington State from British Columbia, our Canadian neighbor to the north, and we locals call this general area Cascadia. It is one of the most beautiful places on earth. We consciously made the move to this house so we could retreat from our former life and go internal to seek spiritual and artistic inspiration. It was also a way to reconnect with the forest and the wildlife that surrounds this place, which also happens to be the region where I grew up. The book you're listening to, as well as my wife's first book, Poderosis by Dr. Lisette Garcia, plus a few other albums worth of music, were created in that sacred space. Other things which were perhaps more internal and spiritual came to fruition as well. Then again, what is more spiritual than to live in the natural wild world? That is the true face of God, nature, and it is the most powerful force on the planet. We are all subservient to it in one form or another, and as human beings, we are given an incredible opportunity to exist with the animals and other spirits that inhabit this material realm. Living on the cliff turned out to be a perfect metaphor for the year that began in 2019 and concluded near the end of 2020, as the world was convulsed by pathogens that were both biological and political. The coronavirus pandemic ravaged the global population at the same time that various forms of political chaos engulfed the United States and other parts of the world. The parallels between nature and human society are astoundingly similar when you look closely. As global scientists were assessing the danger of the virus and the growing climate crisis, we also saw the emergence of right-wing and left-wing extremism. Unfortunately, when people become fearful and radicalized in their beliefs, ignorance is the usual culprit, with violence following in its aftermath. After a year of clashes, it became clear that neither side of the extreme left-right continuum was particularly capable or even awake. Meanwhile, the more rational minds in the middle watched with a combination of horror and disbelief as our country was divided into separate political fiefdoms. Add to this the disinformation created by social media and conspiracy theories, and the nation became a pressure cooker that seemed ready to explode at any moment. After two centuries of Americanness, where we had previously embraced all sides from the middle, civility was cast to the wind, replaced with finger-pointing, name-calling, and outright murder. Basic civility in municipal governance seemed like an afterthought, or as Will Rogers foretold it nearly 100 years earlier, common sense just ain't common. As the extremists battled, the global environmental crisis continued to grow exponentially, yet continued to be ignored. It went from being a discussion about the existence of climate change to a full-blown climate crisis unfolding in real time. Soaring temperatures caused horrific wildfires in the world's ancient forests, and the Arctic ice sheets melted faster than snow cones at the county fair. Except the county fairs were canceled too, the result of an unstoppable virus. When the nation's economy slipped to its
Sample complete. Ready to continue?